Road of Life. Brought to you by Dove, D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery.
You know, I often wonder what things really were like, B.D.
B.D.?
Before does. Before the ladies discovered that does, D-U-Z, is best. That it does everything in the wash.
Well, here's what my wash day was like, B.D., before does. First, I used to scrub my husband's work pants till my fingers ached.
Some job.
Uh-huh. And my towels. It was almost impossible to get them white. And the nice colors in my wash. Well, they lost all their pep.
That was B.D., before does.
Yes, but now things are different.
Now you've changed from a lady who didn't to a lady who does. Now you know does best. This new kind of soap does everything in your wash. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, plus greater safety for colors.
My wash days now are all A.D., after does.
What about those dirty work pants? After dozing.
Clean as can be, and I don't do any hard scrubbing.
No soap takes dirt out easier than does. What about your towels, A.D., after dozing?
They just couldn't be whiter. I'm so proud of them.
No soap washes whiter than does. And how do those colored rayon slips look?
Bright and fresh. They just couldn't be prettier.
Well, does is extra safe for colors, you know. Does everything. It's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does gives you the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors. So be a lady who does. Does best. Does everything. And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. Our reactions reflect our training. Jim Brent, schooled to face trouble in the operating room with the utmost calm, reacts the same way when difficulties of a personal nature are involved. Because he was trying desperately to save the life of an accident patient, because another surgeon, Grant Fraser, harried him and annoyed him during the operation, and because there was no possible alternative, Jim was forced to break one of the more binding rules of medical ethics. To continue the operation, he struck Grant Fraser, his chief of staff. As a result, Fraser, who had always disliked him, called a meeting of the staff and board of trustees of City Hospital, the purpose of which was to seek Jim's expulsion. Rather than affirm or deny the charges, rather than make elaborate plans to defeat Fraser, Jim has calmly resolved to appear before the board and tell his story. Knowing himself to be in the right, he believes that he will be completely exonerated at the coming meeting. In doing this, however, he underestimates the man he is fighting. Should you care to know more of Grant Fraser and his methods of procedure, listen for a moment. The chief of staff and a surgical nurse from the hospital, Miss Ethel Lanier, are walking west on Chicago's Wabash Avenue.
Still don't know where we are?
No.
You have a short memory.
I haven't been in this part of town in years.
Well, that's nice to know. You remember the last time you were down here? It was about 11 years ago with me.
Grant, the Isle of Capri. The Isle of Capri restaurant.
Now, you've got it.
Oh, Grant, you old darling. How did you remember?
Oh, I haven't forgotten the past.
Oh, you said we were going somewhere special this evening, but I didn't think... Oh, this is wonderful. You're right. It is almost like old times.
Why, Andy, almost.
Well, 11 years is a long time, isn't it?
If you want to think of it that way. Well, here we go. That is, if you still care to.
I wouldn't throw out a memory for the world. You ought to know me better than that. Same old rickety stairs.
You think that waiter will remember it?
Better.
Sir. back. What do you mean?
Oh, Grant, he does remember us.
A table for two, please.
Si, senor. Over here in the front, no?
No, we used to sit in the booth in the back. You still have it?
The back of booth. Si, si. This way, please.
Just like it used to be. Empty.
I don't mind that. You?
Mm-mm. Hey, this is the booth you mean, no, senor?
This is it, all right.
Signorina.
Thank you.
Will you order now or later?
Now. What did we always used to have?
Minestrone soup, ravioli with mushroom and tomatoes, sucumoni, and black coffee.
And a bottle of Chianti wine.
Si. Un minestrone, two ravioli la capri, one bottle of Chianti, two spumoni, two coffee. It will take a few minutes more.
That's all right. We're in no hurry.
Si, senor.
Aren't we?
Aren't we what?
In a hurry.
Well, that depends on you.
It didn't used to depend on me.
It does now.
I think I'm going to like this dinner. It's going to be like old times. Fun. What are you doing?
Moving my chair next to yours. Do you mind? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's better. More like it used to be.
Still playing hands under the table.
With you. I promise you, if you have dinner with me tonight, I'd take you back the long way. Well?
Ah, you dead, darling. How's your wife?
You always were a witch, weren't you?
If I weren't, I wouldn't be here. How is she?
Well, for a while, she was pleasant enough.
And so you didn't see me.
But lately, she's begun her old nagging and whining.
So you came back to the old stand again, hmm?
This does bring back memories, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Careful.
Never used to worry about waiters popping in nuts.
There used to be a screen they'd put in front of the booth.
See if they still have it.
Oh, don't leave. Why bother with the screen?
Ethel.
Still sorry you didn't divorce your wife and marry me?
Why do you think I asked you out tonight?
I don't know. Why did you? Come on, Grant. Put your cards on the table.
Ethel.
You're not fooling me. Not for a minute. It's been a long time since we had anything to do with each other. I'm 11 years older and 20 pounds heavier and a lot more practical. Simply because you've taken me to a restaurant where we first got started doesn't do a thing for me except recall some memories that should best be forgotten. I suppose you expect me to think it's very sweet and romantic. It is. But the lavender and old lace doesn't stop me from seeing the wool being pulled over my eyes. It's been years since you've wanted to be alone with me. So this must be a special occasion, with a good reason behind it. Now, look, we've known each other pretty long and pretty well. What's the reason?
You're wonderful, Ethel.
I'm right, too.
Yes, you're right, too. I want something. A favor.
What?
A favor.
Go on, I'm listening.
You're a surgical nurse. By a good piece of luck, you were in the operating room where Jim Brent and I had our little argument.
You certainly made an ass out of yourself handling that one, Grant.
I wish you wouldn't use that tone of voice to me, my dear.
Oh, would you rather this talk be conducted on a doctor-nurse basis? Or shall we still be friends?
I'm sorry. You're right for a second time.
That's better. Now, as I was saying before you interrupted, you made a complete and absolute ass out of yourself in that operating room, darling.
Perhaps I did, but it needn't seem that way. If we wanted to, we could make the shoe fit the other foot.
Mm-hmm. If I know you, you're getting ready for that staff meeting you called. Are you serious? Do you actually think you can have Jim Brent dismissed from the hospital on the charges you've made?
I've never been more determined.
Oh, you won't get away with it. All he has to do is tell you how you hounded him to get that operating room and how you interfered with him when he had a patient on the table and... You'll be lucky if the board doesn't expel you. Really, if you don't object to my saying this, you behaved shamefully.
But the matter can be turned about, as I say.
How?
In the first place, the little nurse who brought in that accident case has been promoted.
She can still talk, can't she?
Now she's supervisor of nurses in Boston General Hospital. She's on her way there now.
Oh?
And if I wanted to, I could call one of the surgical nurses who was present at the operation. And if she wanted to, she might conceivably tell the board that I behaved in a most ethical manner. That it was Dr. Brent who created the incident.
Why should I?
Oh, for old time's sake.
Souvenirs are only good to help remember the past, Grant. They're impractical for use in the present. Besides, I like Brent. He's a good-looking man, and he's polite. He remembers my name, and he says good morning to me, or good afternoon. He never shouts at me if I'm not quick enough with an instrument at the operating table. He's nice to me. Much nicer than some of the doctors I work with.
Your reasons are rather adolescent, my dear.
When a woman reaches my age, it's nice sometimes to think as an adolescent.
But that sort of thinking won't get you anywhere.
Where is there for me to go? Boston General Hospital as supervisor of nurses? Miss Regan's on her way there.
You've been with the hospital for a long time, Ethel. I didn't think you'd want to leave.
The length of time I've been at the hospital rings only one bell in your mind.
Really?
You think my 10-year service would impress that meeting? They like me for being loyal, for staying with the hospital for so long. They might very well pay more attention to the testimony I offer.
Should you be called at that meeting, Ethel, what sort of story would you tell?
Would anyone else who was at the operation be at the board meeting?
You're the only one who'd be called.
Well, then, the story I'd tell might be a very interesting one.
Good. Can I count on you?
Well, that depends. Can I count on you?
You're a strange one.
Am I? Mm-hmm. I told you, I'm much more practical than I was 11 years ago.
Chief surgical nurse?
Grant, if you'd have offered that to me way back when, I'd have swooned. But today titles, well, they just don't impress me. Besides, it's too much responsibility.
Well, then, Ethel, I think you're going to get a great, big, wonderful gift.
Oh, how sweet of you, Grant.
Not at all. I've been meaning to get you something. Yes, indeed. A nice Christmas present would be just the thing.
Oh, wait a minute, Grant. Christmas is over.
Not for you, it isn't. In fact, it's just beginning.
And Jim Brent thinks that all he'll have to do is tell his side of the story at the board meeting. You know, there are some things you can always depend on for a top-notch job. That certainly goes for Does. Now, you've probably heard Does is best. It does everything in your wash. Well, you can depend on Does doing everything in the dishpan, too.
What's that about dishpans?
I say this new kind of wash day soap really does everything for dishes. Does gives you suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to hands. Now, isn't that everything you want for dishes?
Could be.
Look, do you like lots of suds?
Who doesn't?
Well, this new kind of soap springs up into suds the instant water hits it. Suds that stand up so you aren't forever adding soap. Would you like to clean up greasy frying pans in a hurry?
Sure thing.
Does speeds through the toughest grease without hard scouring.
Say.
And best of all, Does is actually kinder to your hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves hands feeling smooth and comfortable.
Does sure does a lot.
Does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow when D-U-Z Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Your grocer's paper bags and cardboard cartons have gone to war, so when you shop, take your own shopping bag or basket with you.